This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever.
Well, we always start the show with something positive, victory, we like to call them. And today's little victory is that my gas light went on as I was driving to work, yet I made it.
Hey,
little victories.
Got to work on E.
I don't know if I'll get home, but I got here, and that's all that matters, okay?
Yeah, that part.
Chef's kiss to making it.
I'm here. You already know I'll help you out.
I know.
If we got to go get gas in my car and bring it back to your car, it is what it is.
I'm sure I'll be fine getting to the corner, but I still feel like it's a victory.
Allie said, I've got no trouble finding the corner.
It's like home.
Chill out, bro. Stop it. Same girl.
Hey, boys.
Oh, no.
You weren't saying I was a hooker? Okay, sorry. Okay, DZ, what's your little victory?
Oh, Allie. Oh, goodness gracious.
I can't
gracious.
Help it.
Goodness gracious, bro. No, my little victory, and I think a lot of y'all's little victories, is that I'm trying to find some shorts today.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to be that nice?
I'm trying to find some shorts today.
That nice outside?
If you really live that close to the lake, you might still, leave on like long pants, but you're going to want some velour or something breathable, breezy on.
What's the temp going to be today?
Between 60 and 70.
Oh my God. What?
I said what I said.
See you outside. Good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
What's good about it?
You know what? Don't even make that be the question of the day.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
I'll tell you what's good about it. One, the full moon is out, but it's hidden. You can't even see it, thank God.
It ain't the fullest. It'll be the fullest tonight. Y'all be careful.
Two, it's March 14th already, which means we're halfway through March, which means we're almost to spring break and summer. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Rubs hands like Birdman.
Very exciting. And it's Friday. That's a good thing. And Monday is St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? So we are. That's what's good. Oh, and it's going to be really warm today, DZ. That's good.
It really is going to be some slight between, high 50s, nice 60s.
Do you need more?
Some of y'all in the Waukesha's. Y'all going to get the White Keishas, as some of my friends say.
Leave Waukesha County alone, okay? Hey, I pay taxes there.
White Keisha's lit, bro. We love White Keisha, bro. It's dope.
Careful, it sounds like White Keisha.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, one of my friends calls it White Keisha.
What?
Listen.
Well, come on.
Who knows? Who cares? Is Waukesha and is lit? For
it's
real,
actually
like
got quite a big Hispanic community. I just want to say.
It's got a huge Hispanic community out
there. So tell your friend to stop calling it White Keisha. It's like how they do Whitefish Bay.
What do they call it?
White Folks Bay.
That one.
And I'm like, you guys are ruthless.
Hey, listen.
Some of the nicknames for towns around here.
Okay, Dirty Stylus.
They're going to, here we go. Mm-hmm. Here comes another call from the mayor.
Sounds like we got our question. Say we won't.
We won't. We're out of names. We did them all. Dirty Stylus, White Folks Bay, and I've never heard White Keisha. I've never heard that in my life.
Okantamawok?
Bad names for local. What did you call it?
Okantamawok.
Why?
Because they can't. some people be goofing, bro.
Okay, no way I'm ripping on towns. No, everybody's
we're not ripping
fighting.
On towns. These are funny names. If you're getting offended, come on.
They're funny until you live there.
The person that calls it White Keisha Georgia is a white woman that lives in Waukesha.
Oh.
And her surrounding community also elaborates it as such.
Oh my God, I've never heard that one.
Y'all need to embrace comedy sometimes, man. Don't be getting offended so easily,
I'm not offended. I just know how people work.
I said y'all. I'm talking to the general consensus here.
Well, I gave you a bunch of reasons today's going to be good. Any more questions or you still think it's not going to be good?
Well, no. I mean, I think today's going to be great.
Today's going to be awesome.
We're going to make today great, but we really do have more questions. It's just the question.
Really gets that warm, I'm laying out. Yeah. I will get my corny little launcher out in my backyard and lay out. I don't even care.
It's supposed to be hella nice out here.
Oh, I'm so in for it,
dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, what did I do with the question of the day? Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Talking about questions.
It's Friday. It's our last chance to win Benson Boone tickets.
Ooh.
That's coming up at 7 a.m.
Little keywords.
Yep. Dumpster fire dating is back. You all are so nosy. Everybody wants to know who I was on my prime rib dinner date with last night. You better hold on.
What's the word?
The word is hold on for dumpster fire dating.
Fair.
And we got to get into the question of the day. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so it's Friday, so we want to have a little bit of fun. Nothing too heavy.
We don't want to get crazy.
But I do like to think about life questions.
Okay.
And so this one I want to know, how do you measure success? I love this question because we all measure it differently. Some people measure it with money.
Mm-hmm.
Some people measure it with jobs.
Yeah.
Some people measure it with family. How many children you've had? Have you been married?
Right.
Have you gotten over things in life? How do you measure success? It's so different for everyone. When you look at another person, what makes you say they're successful?
Mm-hmm,
it's not always a job.
I mean, and we're talking about grand success, not like daily, like I just succeed by getting up every day.
No.
Like, obviously, that's a great answer, but yeah, we kind of all do that.
How do you measure success? Like, is there a moment where you went, I'm successful, or oh, I wish I was successful, and all I have to do is this?
How do you measure success?
Because I measure it by happiness, which sounds corny, but as much as I want to make all the money and be the most successful person in the world,
right,
it really is by happiness.
And how do you define the success in your happiness, would you say?
Now we're getting too deep for me on a Friday. I'm like,
oh, my
bad. This is too deep. Oh, wait, hold on.
I want to understand.
Ask me again.
How do you define success in your happiness?
Just by overall happiness with life. If I'm overall happy with my friends and my family and my job, then I'm happy. I measure that as being successful.
I like that.
Granted, there are things I've done, barriers I've overcome being a woman in this business that make me feel powerful and successful.
Right.
Though, had I just been on the air for 20 years, that's not success to me. The success is the ceilings I've broken and the way I came in as the third mic and they was like, just read the news and be quiet. Some of those barriers I broke as a woman, they never would have had a female host
you
in 2004.
Chipped away,
those
dog.
Things I see as success because then I open doors for other women, right?
Okay.
But overall, it's a happiness
about
to me.
You. About you, me. It's happiness.
It's happiness.
And some of the things
because
you've done make you happy.
Absolutely.
You know, breaking down those barriers.
My kids.
The things you've overcome.
Success. Yep.
That makes you happy when you look back and go, man, wow, bro, those were some dark times.
Yeah.
And
but
look at us now.
Being divorced, a lot of people don't see that as a failure. I don't see that as a failure.
Yeah.
I actually think I've thrived since being divorced. I think I've done better.
I feel like I was thinking about more of the work setting because I felt like mental focus, right? For everybody's different, right? But yeah, you think about like the barriers you've overcome as a woman in radio and the things you've been able to accomplish in the time you've been here, the doors you've been able to open for the people that have been around you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The things you've been able to start, help, continue, whatever. That makes you happy because when you look back, you're like, wow, that all was probably hard, but looking back, it was so rewarding.
It was rewarding and for the better. And
I
helped, I gave other people hope.
I dig it. Makes you
know?
Happy.
Yeah, it makes me happy. Some people measure happiness as having kids. And that's great. You know, that's they wanted a family.
Yeah.
That is their dream.
Right.
And that's cool. That's their success.
Fantastic.
Some people, it's marriage.
If that's your success, marriage, job, whatever. Right.
How do you measure success, DZ? Because I said it was more happiness and, you know, the barriers I've overcome. What about you?
Yeah. I measure success by the things I've achieved.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is whether it's in life, whether that's in job, if I said I wanted to do X, Y, Z, mm-hmm. I'm going to fight and scrape for every little bit of it until mm-hmm. somebody literally tells me that it will never, ever, ever happen. And then guess what? I'm going to keep trying, bro.
Right. 'Cause
that's just kind of the nature of my beast, man. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to do a lot of things that I really wasn't expecting to do
yeah.
because of what I set out to do, being in radio, working in entertainment, mm-hmm. doing some of the things. For example, I never exactly imagined myself to be a in-game host for any professional sports team,
yeah.
even though I did it when I was 17 years old, mm-hmm. right? That was just kind of thrown on to me. And I was like, here, man, can you kind of help fill in? And it became a permanent
thing. And who'd you do it for when you were 17?
For the Lake County Fielders, this failed baseball team
that's right.
out of Zion, Illinois.
All right.
That Kevin Costner partly owned, Field of Dreams. Was it a nightmare. They still owe me a paycheck, but we ain't even going to go there.
Oh, they do. Not a dream. It
was a great. Noted. It was a great experience, but it wasn't the right time.
Yeah.
Right? So unfortunately, it didn't take off like it should have, but a lot of people that really were supporting it were really in it, man.
Yeah.
And eventually, it came on me to be an in-game host, and I went, oh, cool, that was fun, huh? But it never like stuck as far as like, I want to do that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I thought about radio. I thought about entertainment, uh-huh. stuff like this.
Right.
This is the success that I wanted to achieve, right? Mm-hmm. Having my family and being able to do this, the success that I've been able to achieve, mm-hmm. going home and being able to take care of my kids and still have a job.
Yeah.
The success.
That's success to you.
Because even mm-hmm. now, it's progressed into doing things that I never even imagined.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting to add more things to kind of that bucket list, if you will. Right?
Yeah.
I'm checking off my bucket list
as
I'm going.
Bigger and bigger. Yeah.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And the list is growing, right? There's a definition to a list. There's not, man. It just goes and goes and goes now.
That's a good way to measure success, that you keep aiming for higher things. Mm-hmm. You want to be challenged continuously.
And I currently feel successful in that. And it's a good feeling, but a challenging one, which isn't always great feeling inducing.
The question of the day is, how do you measure success? Because I said some people measure it with money and how much they make. Some measure it by the family they have or don't have. And this can be that you aren't successful because there's something you want out there. Emily in Menominee Falls texted in and said, good morning. Every so often I sit down and think about where I was 1 year ago and if there was something I was hoping, wishing for, and see if I now achieve that. No matter how small, there's always a little success.
Something. And I don't feel successful in every aspect of my life. I don't want that to be a blanket statement.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that I do genuinely feel like I'm failing at. I'm working on it.
Same.
But, bruh, I currently
feel
like... That's
why I go to therapy.
There's successes in my life that I'm focused on that are happening that I'm going, man, bet.
Yeah. Okay, well, the phones are ringing, and we're going to talk to you guys. You can text or call, and the phone number is 414-533-1037. How do you measure success? That is the question of the day. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question of the day is, how do you measure success? What makes you feel like you're successful? What have you done in life, or what have you not done in life that makes you feel successful? Let's start with Nick in Waukesha. Let's talk to him first. Why not? Good morning, Nick.
Bienvenido a Miami.
All right, Nick, how do you measure success?
Well, for me, I would have to say that ever since my divorce, I've been able to, you know, take care of my daughter the way that I feel that, you know, she would benefit from. I've been able
parent.
To be more of a more supporter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
And because her mom really wasn't, but I've always been her person that she can lean on, and I think that it's given me the opportunity to, you know, find the right job for me and, you know, just be happy with my, you know, current career.
You know what, Nick? Being a good parent is success for a lot of people, because all of us feel like we're bad parents. And the ones that think they're good parents, you suck.
Man.
You're the ones who aren't. Because if you're not stressed about, am I doing it right, then you don't care.
Y'all are speaking to my heart.
Oh, my God.
Especially today, bro.
About that. And I know you feel that, Allie. And I know you feel that, DZ.
There's some strength in being a parent.
I'm not doing a good enough job, you know?
I think that's all of us, man. Parents always have that secondary thought of like, man, am I just messing my kids up right now?
Well, we are. And like I said, if you don't care, you aren't a good parent. And because a lot of people don't care if they're screwing up their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
the fact that you care.
I turned my daughter into a sassy girl, so...
sisters. He said, I feel successful in size, baby.
All right. Well, Nick, so being a good parent makes you feel successful and all you've overcome as a single dad. That makes sense. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it.
You guys have a good one. Much
you
love.
Too.
Much love, man.
Bye.
Tips,
my boy. Somebody texted in and said, I measure success by what I have. I have a loving husband, a two-year-old daughter, a roof over my head, a good job, food on the table. I call that successful.
I call that success.
The basic stuff. The basic stuff, you know?
And you got to embrace it because that's all we need.
Mm-hmm. Rick in West Dallas said, work-life balance. This is a good one.
Oh.
Spending time with the wife and kids. That's a good way to measure success. Are you getting both of, you know, both worlds in? Are you always working or always with family?
Yeah, I think that one's tough for a lot of people, right? Mm-hmm. It's a continuation of work in that, right? Especially for me. We work a lot.
Yes, yes.
We do a lot.
I hear that, dude. Let's go to Roger in Milwaukee and see what he thinks success is. Roger!
Yo, good morning, good morning. Ali Deezy, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know, let's go.
Let's go.
How do you measure success, Roger?
I measure my success by peace of mind and happiness.
Because
with all the negative obstacles that I have overcome and be able to come out strong-minded and healthy, mental-wise.
You know what? You just hit the nail, Roger, on the head, pun intended. finding happiness and peace of mind is a real hard thing for a lot of people these days.
Roger's,
you know,
more successful than me in that regard, I'd say.
That's success
peace
for sure.
Peace of mind ain't strong with this one, y'all.
Oh, man.
Hey, if you have those two things, everything falls in place.
I hear that.
Absolutely. You're right, actually. Peace of mind does make everything else help.
Roger's a wealth of knowledge. Yep. You can just feel that. Yes, sir. The R-O-G-E-R.
All right, Roger. Thanks for calling. We love you.
Hold on.
Right. It's our show. What do you mean, hold on?
Hold on.
What do you need, Roger?
I just want to say I feed off all the success that everybody is coming to the table with. You know, I mean, that's real. I mean, you guys provide so much to everybody out here that's listening to you.
Aww.
That, you know, we pull from that. We pull from each other. I'm lucky I'm on the team so far.
Roger.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
So sweet, Roger. We love you. Aw.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today, something's weighing on your heart, huh, DZ?
More on my mind, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess it can translate to heart, and it has and does and probably eventually will.
Yeah, what's going on?
So Sammy has been asking a lot of questions. You know, he's growing. Our oldest son, our three-year-old.
He's going to be 4 in July, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that man is growing and growing at a rapid rate that I just can't comprehend, man.
Curious.
Very curious.
Mm-hmm.
And in his curiosity, he's starting to wonder why his dad and his mom are at work. Right?
Mm.
Right now, it's funny. We could just kind of like brush it off and be like, well, we got to work. You know, we got to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, huh? And we're like, you like going to Target? Yeah.
Well, then we got to work.
Well, I got to go to work. And then he's like, oh, okay. Bye. But he's really starting to like ask a lot more. And with coming here, with, you know, sometimes on game days, I don't necessarily get to see him all the time.
Mm-hmm. You're gone all day. Yeah.
On weekends when we've got games, he's seeing me and, you know, get up and go to work when mom gets to hang out with them, whatever. Or they're going to go see grandma, somebody, abuela, whatever. And I'm really just going, eventually this is going to have to be a real conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I could just not brush it off, but be like, all right, my boy, we're good. I got to work. It's what I got to do.
I'm surprised he asks you why you work so much, considering you spend half the day with him usually.
Thank you.
You're basically, the reason I loved doing mornings was so I could be a stay-at-home parent half the time. And that's essentially the what you've fallen into. You get to go to work in the morning and spend the afternoons with your kids.
Right.
I get it. When you have Bucks games, the people don't realize this. They need you there at 1 p.m. for those games.
It's an early day.
You're there all day and all night.
I leave here
and
usually go there pretty quickly
after.
And
he stays at daycare, right, those days. And then Aaron gets him after work when she's done teaching.
Exactly.
So, like, I understand those days seem long.
But they're not. And it's not like it's a year-round endeavor.
You only do it in the winter during Bucks season.
When it's basketball season, right? So I'm going, eventually he's going to have to understand, but he's not going to understand without a conversation, without an explanation. Mm-hmm. And that's on me. That's on Aaron. That's on us. But I don't really know what to say besides you like going to Target, right?
Right. So you get up and he goes, well, you got to go to work.
This morning, for example, right? Yeah. He happened to wake up right before I left the house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, papito, I'm going to work. Me voy a trabajar. And he goes, ¿por qué? Why? And like almost disgusted.
You
and
should have been like, it's Friday. I have to work.
And I just kind of like told him, I was like, well, so we can, you know, go do stuff, so we can have fun, so we can pay for things. Yeah. And he doesn't necessarily understand that. But then he goes, okay, so we can swim at the Princeton Club later?
Aww.
And I'm like, yes, my boy, that's exactly why I gotta go to work. I don't know.
I forgot the guilt that comes when they're little and they wanna know when they want you there all the time, because I'm at the phase now where they don't want me there.
Right.
Like, you're gonna get to that where they're like, bye, order us a pizza. We don't care if you're, in fact, we're happy you're working. Which
jeez.
Is a total transition.
Oh,
because I remember those days of guilt going to work and them being, and Hudson being like, why do you have to work in the morning? Is Jessica or Ella coming tomorrow? They would be sad. Aww. Even though they love
even
their
child
love care.
Them, but they love you.
They'd be like, are they coming in the morning for us? And I'd be like, yeah. And then I'd feel bad.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell you this on the air. I think this will stop once they're in school.
You think so?
I think Sammy is, when they're 0 to 5, they have nowhere to go every day, even if it's just daycare, right?
Okay.
But it's not even a necessity. Once they start going to school, they will learn every day they have to go somewhere, right? No matter what your child care schedule is.
There's something to do.
And when my kids complain about school now, I say, you're going to have to go to work one day. You're just getting ready for the workforce. I mean, school may be annoying to you, but one day
you're gonna have to do it.
Until you have somewhere to go, you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
When they're little, like Sammy,
yeah.
He's got nowhere to go every day, so he's got no responsibilities like that.
But
when
daycare,
he's in school,
right?
Yes,
what's the
but
difference?
He doesn't have homework. He doesn't have to go.
Sure,
it's not gonna matter if he goes every day. You can keep him home certain days if you want.
Right,
whatever.
Right, right.
When they're in school. Five
different
days
ballgame.
A week, you go to school and you don't ask why. And if you do, I say the same reason I got to go to work, because one day you're going to go to work. So I
we've been indoctrinated? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. We're slaves, yes. So basically,
that
sounds horrible. Actually, we're not. I shouldn't compare the two because that's not even funny. But
fair,
you know what
fair.
I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
You know
saying.
What I'm saying? I'm saying that you will be responsible to do something every day of your life eventually.
Is
and right
just...
now, he's in the I do whatever I want all day.
Right.
I'm 4, man. Hang out, yo.
Why can't we have a Mario dance party all day, my boy?
Like, what do you got to do that's
so important?
What you
so mean, important? Work? Ew.
Why do the Bucks need you? They don't need you, Dad.
Allie doesn't need you, Papa.
She's fine.
She's fine.
We can watch Paw Patrol, Dad. Sit down.
For real. But I guess
that's
it's
my
less...
first theory is that it will change when he gets into school.
And I know it's an understanding of like, well, this is what I have to do,
yeah.
Right? This is what I've chosen to do. I'm doing this to be successful for our family and translate, hopefully establish some generational something for you,
something.
My boy. Something, my boy.
Uh-huh.
We leaving here with something.
Well, it means more to you,
yeah.
know, what you're doing. But
yeah.
at the end of the day, you'd have to go to work anyway to pay your bills,
but
is what I'm saying.
But it also matters just as much the perception and the reality of how they feel my presence. And I never want my children to feel like I'm electing to go to work over being with them,
oh.
even though I'm going to work to
right.
help take care of them. I never want that to be the case.
Yeah.
And that constantly gets translated that way for mothers and fathers that are at work.
Oh, no, there's a lot of guilt.
So, because he asked his mom too, my wife.
Yeah. What does Aaron
right?
say?
Same thing. You like going to Target?
Yeah.
You like going to Marshall's?
Well, because
you
Aaron,
like going to the mall? You like buying J's, my boy?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. That's why we work.
That's why we work.
But what's the real conversation out of that? I don't
that's
know.
A good question. So, DZ wants to know what to tell Sammy when Sammy says, why do you have to go to work? Because you have the guilt. And I appreciate it hearing it from a dad's side.
Yeah.
Because I know I've had it as a mom. I know mom, there's mom guilt's a real thing. I don't even need to question that. So
parent
hearing that
guilt.
There's dad guilt is nice because you do see dads who use work as a way to get away.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that, you know, and maybe some moms do too. I joke that
maybe.
I like going to work when they were little because it gave me a break that I needed, man. I was underwater.
It sometimes is the case,
it's
right?
It's the case.
But, you get home and it's nonstop. They
yeah.
need you. Go, go,
but it's
go.
Because we have bills. I mean, how
right.
am I going
how do you
I
explain
never,
bills
how,
to a kid?
You can't. That's what I'm saying. They don't have any responsibilities, so they can't even fathom until they're in school every day that you actually have to go take care
right.
of or something. He literally is just having a party until he's five.
How do I explain to Sammy, like, here, come here, my boy. You know when you trigger the attic light switch and you add an extra $50 to our electric bill? That's why I got to go to work. Because of you. Because of you.
Alex texted in and said, I tell him so we can get money for Christmas presents.
That's so, okay, guys, bet.
Okay, listen, we want to hear your feedback on what DZ should do. What should he tell Sammy, who's four, about basically why he has to go to work every day? You're suffering through the dad guilt. 414-533-1037. Now, that works for texting or for calling, and we want some advice for you. Yeah. Fair?
He doesn't understand the reality of what it is now.
Yeah, the guilt is hard.
But eventually he will, and I want to be able to have a nice, educated, elaborated conversation with my child now and forever.
And you have to be careful though, because he's four. I mean, having a real educated.
I'm thinking of now and later. I'm more thinking of the later, because he doesn't get it now. Right now, though, we gotta go to Target. You like going to Target or the birthday or Christmas presents? That works. Eventually, he's gonna go, yeah, but why else though? Because you stay working. Papa.
Somebody texted in. I totally feel DZ's pain because my mom and sister always said that I put work over my kids to my oldest two when I was a single mom, and they just felt like. And that's the thing. You just have to work. You got to pay for your bills and things, and what are you going to do?
Living ain't free.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Explain that to a child.
Well, we're going to talk to you guys next. We have to do a Benson Boone keyword.
Oh, yeah.
Today's the last day to win these Benson Boone tickets, and we're going to give it to you right now. Every hour, at the top of the hour, we do it. Let's go.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, I had forgotten about all the mom guilt. It kind of goes away as your kids get older. Well, it doesn't go away. You always feel like a bad parent.
It changes.
What changes? The being away from them changes. You feel guilty when they're little. And if you work, you're always working. And you're like, oh, man.
Because you're right, bro. I do get to spend a lot of time with my children. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be able to explain that to him. Because right now, he doesn't really care about me when I'm there, because I'm there.
Right. He doesn't realize how much time you actually do get to spend with him. Because you get half a day with him when you don't have a Bucks game.
But you understand the having to wake up early, not being able to be there. Oh. And then when we got events in the evenings for the radio station.
Hudson used to ask me every night, is somebody coming in the morning? Why do you have to go to work tomorrow? And that used to kill me.
Bruh.
Now he's like, are you going to be here in the morning? Please don't.
Are you really going
to
be here in the morning?
I'd like to eat 7 waffles instead of 5. So if you could go to work tomorrow, that'd be great.
What time are you leaving tomorrow? Just so I can make sure to
set
my alarm.
When I'm homesick, they're like, why are you here?
I'm going to school.
Wait for those days, DZ.
I'm going to school.
No, let's go to Brittany in Milwaukee. She said she's going through the same thing, or she can at least relate to this. Hi, Brittany.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning.
Did you say you're going through this as well as DZ, the struggling?
Yeah. So my son is literally the exact same age. He turns 4 in July.
Aww. Birthday twins.
So, yeah, pretty much. and he definitely cries pretty much. I mean, not bawling his eyes out, but gets very emotional that I have to go to work in the morning. And then fiance, he works in the evening, so he gets upset about that.
This kid has somebody home all day, and he's mad. He's like,
I want both. I want both.
Why is one of you gone?
Well, kids don't get it. How do you explain it?
They don't until they go to school. Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
But we've been really trying to get him to understand the concept of money. He knows what money is, and when we go to the stores and stuff, we give him the money. Give the cashier. So he kind of is sort of understanding that we use money to buy things.
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets upset, I'm like, well, I have to go to work so we can buy our toys, we can buy our food, because all of that costs money.
Yeah.
Right.
And we need the money to be able to buy those things.
That's
and so
funny.
He kind of grasps it a little bit.
Slowly, you know what? And then slowly.
Brittany, my boys, you're making me think a little harder. Owen and Hudson really picked that up around second grade, because that's when they learn money. And I'll never forget going to the store and Owen counting and adding, because he could finally add. And he goes, whoa, that's expensive. And I go, no kidding, my guy. And
ain't
he goes,
it?
whoa, you spend that much at the grocery store? And I was like, uh-huh.
Usually do.
Uh-huh, that's why I work. But then I feel bad because I don't want to put that stress on them.
Right.
Because then they feel like, oh, mom's stressed about money all the time.
I'm stressing them out because I can't get money for them.
I didn't realize that if you say that too much, oh, we have to work because of money, that then becomes stress on them that we're stressed about money, even though it's not their stress. They're like, oh, now mom and dad are stressed about money. It's like, I don't want you to know that. Of course I am, because I'm an adult.
Why do you think I was trying to sling quarters at four at Aldi so I could get my own money to buy my own things so my parents didn't have to give me money all the time?
You had guilt that they were always working or needed money. Yeah.
I conceptualized that life was expensive early, and I went, oh my God, I got to get a couple quarters for myself.
Kids just shouldn't have that stress.
Never.
You know what I mean? But we do, yeah.
I just wanted to, like, my thought process behind it was kind of, like, get him in the mindset of, like, being able to save money and know how to kind of manage money at, like, an earlier age so that when he gets to an of-age time frame, he doesn't have to kind of worry about, saving money and getting himself in a bad position.
Well, make sure they know. Try the money, teaching them money. The other day, Hudson held up a quarter and he goes, this is a nickel. I go, you are 11. I'm going to give you more cash because they don't spend any money like that.
Right.
It's a card.
It's a card now. Right.
He has no idea.
Yeah. Sammy is interested in money right now. So maybe that is a way to attach it. I was like, bro, he doesn't get what money translates into or what, you know, work translates to, how it translates into money. But it's a slow process.
It is a process, though. Well, hang in there, Brittany. You and DZ are going through it with the kids making you, not intentionally, but making you feel guilty when they ask, why do you have to go to work? I totally forgot they do this when they're little, which I hope I give you hope that it does stop.
When
you get older, it does stop.
Because I'm hoping, like you said, when he starts school in the fall,
it's different because they have to go somewhere every day too.
Fingers crossed, you're right, dog.
And then they start connecting the dots a little more, you know. But it's hard. It is hard as a parent. Oh, hang in there, you guys. All right, Brittany, thanks for calling.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
I really forgot how bad it feels when they do that.
Well, let me unlock
some
memories.
Me back. you are.
For some of y'all with the older kids.
Aw, man.
I know it gets better, it's not like I'm sitting there crying, going, oh my God.
No, but
my
you're bringing
baby.
Me back that it is stressful. It doesn't feel good when they ask you why you have to go to work.
It's annoying because I'm like, because of you. That's why.
Let's go to Ryan. Ryan in Calabama. Let's see if he has any advice. I feel like he's always working.
He is always working. He got, you know, 17 million jobs.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not helping here because I'm doing the, it gets better. Nobody wants to hear that when they're in it. Okay, Ryan? So give some better advice.
No, it's hopeful.
You can't help with this right now. You're on the outskirts, basically. They're all teenagers. They understand it.
And they want me gone.
I explained to Emerson, like, he has his four-wheeler and he wants a dirt bike, and he wants all these things. And all I do is I say, all right, well, in order to get these things, Dad's got to go to work. And you have to help around the house more in order to get these things, too. So that way he can shows him how he's earning it, and that way it's showing a form.
Right.
So I got to give Sammy chores to make him earn his keep.
Maybe.
So he understands the concept of money and then materialize it into getting him gifts.
If he had to pay for his own stuff, everything would change. He'd be like, wait, I need money for Target?
Oh, don't have me locking up his toys and charging him rent.
Dad just got a Switch, so the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And Emerson likes to play it. Well, he wanted a Monster Truck game. And I told him, I said, well, if you want the Monster Truck game, it costs this amount. You are either pulling it from your savings, and I showed him his savings account.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I take it from here. And I said, yep. And then we're going to put it in my account. But you have to do chores in order to get it.
You got
to
earn it, right? You got to earn it. Yeah.
So that way it shows him how he's getting it. And that way you can compare it to you going and doing your job. Hey, look, this is what Dad's doing while he's not with you. He's going and earning money so he can pay for the house and he can pay for the tablet or he can pay for a vacation.
And mom too.
Mom too. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Comparing both of them together.
Let him know.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
So I got to give my 3-year-old a job.
That's what Eduardo texted in. He said you have to teach him with chores, make him pick up his toys, get a toy he wants, then give him the option to pick between the toys. And if he wants both, he'll have to do more chores. But like small chores, like picking up after or putting shoes where they belong because they're little. You know, that's a little setting the table for dinner.
Y'all think my 3-year-old's going to remember the reason why he picked up the living room in between the car and getting to Target?
No.
He's just going to think of all the toys.
No.
Yes, it will eventually grow on him, yes, because sure. Emerson did the same thing. He wasn't remembering why he was going to get the eggs from the chicken coop. Now he knows why.
It's on him. Practice.
Jules in Greendale texted in and said, kids learn through play. Do a pretend job and give him pretend money, then set up a pretend store. Or do an allowance. Have him pick up his toys or a chore as a job. Man, I used to love playing store when I was a kid.
I'm loving this, y'all. Thank you. Yeah, this is great.
You can text 414-533-1037 is the text and call number. But thank you for all your texts.
Appreciate you, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
What was her name? Because she didn't ask to be anonymous in this.
So does it matter?
I don't think it matters if we use her real name.
If she 10 toes, why aren't we?
But honestly, okay, well, let's just, I was looking for her message and seeing, oh my goodness. Oh, here's her name. Here's her name. Erin.
Wait.
But not your wife.
I was going to say, what's the last name?
She didn't say anonymous. I'm looking right at the message right here.
All right.
All right, Erin.
Okay, Erin.
Here's what she sent in. She said, okay, I have one. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? 3 question marks.
Maybe she should have been anonymous. I don't know, 3 question marks.
She said, my boyfriend and I have been planning to go to a new seafood restaurant in town that we've never been to.
Oh, this one, that's right.
Yep. We have 3 kids and not a lot of time. Babysitters are scarce for us, on top of a lot of relationship rockiness lately. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have read her name. Yikes. Anyway, she said, I'm off work a day that he works, and I want to take my sister to lunch for her birthday while the kiddos are at school.
Okay.
That new seafood restaurant was thrown out as a potential lunch date option, and my boyfriend is upset that I'd consider going there when we planned on visiting for the first time together. Mm. I said he and I could still go when we find the time. He says, it's not the same.
Nope.
And I should go somewhere else with her instead so we can experience it together. Am I the jerk if I still decide to go with my sister anyway?
Aw, man.
Is she the jerk for going to the restaurant with Adam, the new seafood restaurant? And you said it best. This is like cheating in a relationship.
But it's her sister. It's a sibling. It's arguably somebody that's known you your whole life. Mm-hmm. But I'll be dang if we talk about going somewhere new and then you up and go with somebody else.
It's like watching a show you're in the middle of and then leaving and watching it with somebody else or alone. And you're like, how could you do that to me?
The betrayal.
I'm single and I'm offended by this.
The deception. I thought we were in love.
How could you do that to him?
I thought you cared about
honestly,
me.
Honestly, I can't believe I'm siding with the dude, but I would be so mad. She's totally a jerk.
Sister.
I don't care. She's a jerk for going with, because if you did that to me, it'd be on. I'd be like, you're going to go without me?
This is mad funny, but this is really real.
But it's a real, you know you get mad when they do this to you.
Well, and it's FOMO. Is it petitious en route as to why he's getting frustrated or bothered by it? Yeah.
No, they had plans to go.
When were the plans? When were the plans set
Doesn't
for?
Doesn't matter. She can find another restaurant to go to with her sister. I can't believe I'm defending him, but I think this is betrayal at its highest.
At the root. You know where I stand on this, and I'm really trying to go where it is family. The sister's plans are coming up anything made with the husband, fiance, whatever, right?
Maybe he should have made a date then. Maybe it's on him that he didn't set it up, and now she's going with her sister instead.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Y'all only talked about it. There was nothing set in stone. Well, it's not like y'all were going, okay, next weekend, we're going.
Well, and maybe this is why your relationship is rocky, and I'm not even trying to throw shade. I'm saying make some plans with each other and figure out some times to spend together if you're already having issues.
Instead of going to lunch with your sister.
Well, yeah, but the kids are in school. He's at work. I mean, she can't help that.
I mean, but she can help where they
go. Can't you go to lunch with him during the day, even if he's got 30 minutes?
Are we arguing jerk and not the jerk at the same time as we're talking about this?
Kind of. What's wrong with us? You know what? Here's the number to call or text. 414-533-1037. Aaron from Milwaukee, a dude, said...
Aaron said,
what did he say? I would say super jerk. It's like cheating with food.
And that's bad.
Brittany and Darian texted in, definitely the jerk. A promise is a promise.
Bro, I'd be petty. I'm talking about like, I hope the food sucks.
At the end of the day, you go home to your partner, not your sister. Definitely the jerk.
But when and how often do you see your sister, right? That is the person that has known you the longest aside from your parents.
You know what? Our text, I don't know what's going on with them, but somebody texted in they were having an issue with it turning off when they say stop.
Oh.
Brittany and Darian texted in. She didn't even use the word stop. And it still sent her an automatic response saying, thank you. You will no longer receive messages. Brittany, I don't know why it did that. Just keep texting.
Keep texting us.
I don't know why it sent you that. I don't know. I have no idea with our texting sometime. Somebody said, yes, she's a jerk. I'd be so mad if my significant other did that. Natalie in Menominee Falls texted that in.
There was no plan. There was nothing set in stone with the husband, with the partner. So it's like, you take the opportunities when they come. And she's going, well, my sister also wants to try this restaurant. Yeah. If I'm going with anybody else, mm-hmm. it's going to be with a sibling, with a loved one, with a family member. Because then she's going, I also would probably be mad if you went with somebody else. But since it's my sister, you should be okay with it.
Oh, Stephanie in HorrorCon said, not the jerk. It's a restaurant. There's a million. Get over it. Pick your battles. Mm. Oh.
That's a hot take.
Okay.
I hear it, though.
Allison from Milwaukee said, how many restaurants exist these days? You couldn't find a different place to go? Jerk.
They're arguing the same thing on a different side.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Who? Bella said, gasp, diabolical, you da jerk.
Big old gasp. All caps gasp.
Oh, man. Okay, so basically, Erin wrote into the show and wants to know what to do. Her boyfriend and her have been planning to go to this new seafood restaurant in town. They have three kids, not a lot of time, no babysitters for the most part. Relationship is rocky. She's off work and is going to go with her sister for lunch one day when he's at work. Is she the jerk for going to the new restaurant without him? Yes.
I'm not answering.
Everyone is so fun. Everyone's triggered by this, and I understand. This is betrayal.
At its finest.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Diabolical, as one texter said. Is she the jerk for going to the seafood restaurant without him? There's a new restaurant in town. Her and her boyfriend have been talking about going. They don't get to spend a lot of time together. They have three kids. And she's going to take her sister because they are going on a lunch date. And she said, I'm going to take her to the new restaurant.
Not you, bro.
He couldn't believe she did this to him.
Somebody said, very shellfish of her. Very shellfish
of
her.
Our texters are the best.
But then they followed up, just kidding, not the jerk. Such a big thing. Such a dumb thing to be upset about.
Dude, I cannot wait to get to our callers. Should we start with Amelia?
Oh, Lord.
Let's start with Amelia because in Milwaukee, she's always a character. I can't wait to see which way she's going. Amelia, good morning.
Good morning. It's about time I got through. I tried to call yesterday, too, and that was hard.
Buenos dias. Dang, don't be snapping on us.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Buenos dias.
Great to hear from you. Nice to see you. Dang.
I missed you. I love
right.
her.
No,
I love her energy.
Straight Latina energy.
All right, Amelia. Is she a jerk if she still decides to go with her sister to the restaurant?
Absolutely. 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 Look it. If they're, you know, her and her husband are not connecting right now because, you know, there's probably a lot of stuff going on and they're probably getting irritated because they haven't spent time together. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to have a sweet night with her, you know, especially if it's hard to get a babysitter.
Aww.
I mean, my thing is how old are the kids? Because my daughter, like, she has little kids. But anyways, I say just go ahead and, you know, no, don't do that. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to check out this restaurant with you. That's a moment with you too, so you guys can catch up and talk.
Even if it is on hold.
You had a plan to go out together.
Even if it wasn't in stone.
No, go see that Mexican or Puerto Rican restaurant with some Latin food, get some margaritas, get gasolina, get something. No.
Why are you going to chance it at a new spot anyway?
Yeah. You know what? All right, so Amelia says jerk.
Jerk.
Period.
Absolutely, absolutely,
it's
absolutely.
It's like cheating. It's like cheating going to the restaurant you said you were going to go to with somebody else.
You know what? Call me. We all three ladies get together. We'll have fun. I'll show you the ropes so we can go to have fun.
Instead of going to the restaurant you and your man trying to go to.
Right, dude. Amelia. Samantha and Hubertus texted in, not the jerk because there was no plan set in stone.
That's where I was in, you know. But
no.
I get what Amelia's saying, going, listen, even though there wasn't a plan set in stone, that's somewhere you and your man, through the trouble of even trying to connect with each other, said you wanted to go to. Leave that on ice.
Don't experience it without him. He wants to experience it with you.
Leave that seafood on ice.
Jerkity jerk.
Jerkity
all right.
Jerk.
Thanks, Amelia. I love you.
Have a nice morning, guys. Bye.
I read Samantha and Hubertus.
Yep.
Let me read to this next text. You can always text in or call 414-533-1037. Angela in Franklin said, she said, absolutely the jerk, only because it sounds like they don't do much together. She can pick another spot with her sister.
And I'm hearing that because she said, we've had trouble getting babysitters. Mm-hmm. It's been tough. We don't necessarily feel like we're connecting, or however she phrased it, but mm-hmm. I'm paraphrasing.
She said they're having rockiness in their relationship.
Which doesn't mean things are going bad. Things are going wrong.
They're not connecting. They're in a slump. They got to come out of it. Mm. Allison in Burlington said, jerk, I would be so mad at my husband if he did that to me. They agreed to go to a new seafood restaurant. Now she's going to go with her sister?
Cool.
At least it's her sister.
Let's go to Uber Grandma. Crystal, she calls herself Uber Grandma. Hey,
Uber
Crystal.
Good morning. Much love, Allie and DZ.
Hey.
Me and my 3 grandkids listen to you every morning.
Aww. Shout out to the kids. Well, Crystal, do you think that Erin's a jerk for going to the new restaurant with her sister instead of her husband or boyfriend, even though they agreed to go together?
If I am carrying the broom, absolutely.
If I'm carrying the broom.
Mm.
Dang.
So you say jerk.
Double dub.
Erin can't win, can she?
She's not winning right now, I'll tell you that.
Not to be confused with DZ's wife.
No.
Totally different Erin wrote in for this.
My wife is winning. This Erin is not.
Your wife would go
that
with her sister and be like, forget
show.
You.
She said that'd be another show.
It would be another show.
Bye, okay. Uber Grandma.
Bye, Crystal. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
She said 2 for 2.
All right. So Lise in Milwaukee texted in and said she's a jerk. She can also talk to her sister. Hey, I'm having issues at home. I would like to have a date, and maybe we could go to a different place besides the new seafood restaurant.
Or maybe you could get your sister to babysit one day instead of taking and hogging the day that you have off. Ooh.
All right. Let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan, who's always on fire.
Lisa?
Yep. Oh, somebody said big booty face jerk. I'd cry.
That was Mila. I guarantee it.
It'd have to be.
Good morning, Jinx.
Morning, fam.
Oh, somebody wrote in and said, so petty. That was such a shady dig to him. She's a jerk. Like that she's doing it on purpose. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Maybe
we're missing something, though.
I don't know. She wants to know if she's the jerk for going to the new restaurant without him. They had talked about going together. Now she's going with her sister, Lisa.
Yeah, so I maybe didn't bring the broom, but I brought the shop back. For real, such a jerk move.
Yeah.
Lisa said, suck it up.
I totally get there was no date and time set, but that's sometimes how relationships work. Like, me and my husband were so busy with all the different stuff for our kids and work, and he's a coach. So sometimes you have to either plan literally 3 months in advance, or it has to be like, oh my gosh, we have nothing tonight. Let's do it now.
We got a time. Oh my gosh, magic. Yeah, you can't plan it.
But yeah, you have to think about like those like planning options, right? So if they specifically said, this is a new place, let's go check it out, I want to do it. And now she's choosing. It doesn't matter if it's a sister, friend, neighbor, whatever. It's just, yeah, they talked about it. Jerk move, shop back, suck it up.
Amen, dude.
Suck it up and find somewhere else to go. That's what she's saying.
Honestly.
And who eats seafood at like lunchtime?
It is a random thing to pick.
Hey, wait a second, little lunch sushi?
I've been to Red Lobster for lunch. Hold on. Slow down.
Slow your roll now, Lisa. Now we're getting aggressive.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Right. Now we're getting aggressive.
I hit the rewind button. I'll take that back.
But it's
not a common lunch spot, I would say.
You picture seafood as a very fancy dinner or some kind of nice dinner, but really, seafood could be, I mean, we have fish tacos. Think about all the ways we eat fish.
Anytime after 1 o'clock, I'm down for some sushi.
Anytime after 7 a.m., I'm down for fish.
You're right.
I like seafood.
For lunch, but not for dinner. You know what I mean?
And I miss Long John Silver. See why you got to bring that up again.
Okay, now we're just hungry.
Okay.
Anyway, Lisa.
All right, Lisa. It's a shop back jerk today. All right. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day, guys.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Steve in Twin Lakes texted in. He said, if your relationship is already rocky and you want to fix it, wouldn't that have been the perfect date night to get away without the kids? Jerk if you both wanted to try it and you went without him. Everybody is saying jerk for the most part for going to the new restaurant.
He's at work.
I'm sorry. I agree. If you say, I want to try that,
yeah.
and so does your man or yeah. woman, and then you Partner. Decide to go with somebody else.
Even if it's family, that's jerk.
Whoever is saying her sister's the jerk, that's not fair. Her sister doesn't know they had this agreement.
Do we know that?
No, but I'm just saying.
I mean, does the sister maybe already know things are a little rocky?
I don't know.
We have to ask them.
Ooh. Dusty in Milwaukee texted in, said, total jerk. You're already having problems. You made plans to go with your boyfriend to this restaurant. You're saying you don't really care if you go there with anyone else. Oh!
Shout out my brother from another mother, Woo! Dusty. I hear it.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it.
Jerk. Thanks.
Dumpster Fire Dating is coming up, and then we are going to give you another chance to win Benson Boone tickets to Summerfest, because this is your last chance today from 7 to 4.
Last chance ever.
You get to text in, and now people are going off about Culver's. What about the fish at Culver's for lunch?
Okay. We all love fish. We got it. We got other things to worry about, like did Allie find a new boo or not? I said what I said, and I'm gonna let you take a second.
Give me a second. I'll be back in 2 minutes or so, and I'm gonna get some coffee.
Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to grab your car keys, Allie?
I'm so avoiding Dumpster Fire Dating. It's coming up next. Kiss FM.
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
All right. Two parts.
Put them car keys down, Allie. Stay
a
while.
Do I have to do this?
Stay a while.
By the way, who texted in? Allie goes on a lot of dates. Yeah, and I wrote back, and I'm single. And I will continue to go on dates. You got a problem with that?
Bye.
Since when am I'm not allowed to go on dates?
Who said?
What am I supposed to do if I go on a date and it goes nowhere? Stop dating? No, I'm going to go on another date.
Y'all are assuming these are like...
Shut up and let me live my
relationship,
life.
Relationship, dating, we are a couple. And like these are established friendships until expressed otherwise.
Even if it was a couple every month, it's my life.
It is your prerogative.
And I can do whatever I want. Thank you.
I feel like I have to give
these speeches for old school mentalities about dating and all. It just... Let me live.
That part.
I'm 40 years old. I can do what I want.
That part.
And if I was 20 years old, I could do what I want.
Allie said, I'm an adult.
Jeez,
man.
Leave me alone.
Anyway. I'm a day whoever.
Ha ha.
I'm grown with grown money.
I'm going to keep dating. I'm not going to get off the apps. Ha ha. Oh, no. Okay, so I have a two-parter for you this week.
You're so childish.
I know everybody wanted to know who I went out for prime rib with at Pottawatomie last night.
Hi, I'm everyone. Tell me, because I'm jealous and I'm like, who got the nod before me?
Joke's on y'all. I was with one of my friends. Ha ha.
Wow.
Kelly in Sussex joined me for prime rib last night at Pottawatomie. It was a girl's date night. So us live.
I allow it.
When I knew I was going out for the prime rib, I knew it was a nice dinner, a dream dance. And I went, I'm not wasting this on some dude I don't know. Because I was like, who could I take?
Yeah.
And DZ, you were like, I'll go. But you had a Bucks game.
I
was like, I'll take Aaron. You're like, she's got to watch the kids. I'm like, fine.
Well, she didn't have to, but.
And then I thought, there's no dude in my realm right now that I really want to ask to go on this nice date with,
even
you know?
As a homie, right? Like, even just somebody you're cool with that's like, this would be a cool experience, right?
There's nobody. I was like, because this a dude would love that,
right? I mean, prime rib.
Hey, you want to go on a prime rib date with me to Pottawatomie?
Let me check my schedule.
Okay,
I'm clear. Canceled everything I had.
So I was with one of my friends, so that there's that answered for everybody last night. Okay. But this is the two-parter. I had two parts I wanted to share with you today. I'm a little nervous about this. The first part is about something someone I dated, they said to me this week, that really got in my, that I can't stop thinking about.
And they got in your head?
They got in my head.
Good or bad?
Bad.
Did I not know about this?
You didn't know about this. Someone I talked to that I previously dated, did not know I know about this. He said something to me this week that got in my head and is bugging me. And then the second part, which I will tell you, is I've been considering reaching out to someone from my past who I can't stop thinking about.
Reaching out how?
Romantically reaching out.
Oh.
But I'm a little nervous. So, okay. Excuse me. One thing at a time.
Excuse you. Where are you starting?
Okay. Let's start with what the guy said to me this week that has been bugging me.
Sitting on your spirit.
So, you know, should I just say which guy I talked to? Who cares? I was talking to old fling, new thing. You know, I don't talk to him. I don't get down with him. He's a cheater. He knows how I feel about him.
Y'all don't rock.
He's a dummy. But I've never had intense feelings for him. And I had seen him off and on over like a 3-year period. So at this point, I know him. You've met him. He's hung out with us as friends.
Yeah.
We know. He's like,
y'all are more acquaintances.
We're like friends.
I mean, we're not.
I don't even see him as a romantic person, even though he's a dummy. Because he he's a cheater.
But he might have been somebody to be like, hey, you trying to go get some prime rib?
Yeah. Well, I didn't call him for the prime rib.
But
I called him for something else that I had a question about.
But y'all had been talking.
And no, we had not been talking. Or no, not at all.
Communicating.
Every time he would reach out to me, I would just ignore him or tell him to be quiet and go away, okay? And it was only him saying, you look good in that dress or blah, blah, blah. Oh. He was just, you know, trying to whatever.
Well, then I'm confused as to what he said to you that
sat
with you.
So then I texted him because I had a question about my car.
Okay.
And I don't know how far into depth I want to go about the question with my car, but I know he's a big car guy, okay? And so I said, do you know how to find out if there is this on my car? And he goes, what? And he's like, wait, hold on. And I go, no, really, I need you to answer this question about my car. Should I just tell you what I asked him?
Yeah, I think
so. Because
I think
it weirdly goes into this whole story, but I don't know if I want to put this on the air. I called him and I said, can you find out if there's a tracker on my car?
Oh,
and he goes, what? Huh? And I go, a tracker. And you kind of know more about this story, but I was like, some weird stuff's been happening. Where do you think I could find I know about air tags.
Right.
I know about that people can put things under your wheels.
Sure.
I go, but I got a weird vibe because of some weird stuff that's been happening. And I know this sounds insane.
But we live in an insane world.
Do you think there's a tracker on my car? And could you find it if there is one? He goes, well, what do you mean? And so then he's like, well, I just want you to know that we're not gonna sleep together, but I'll help you. And I go, wait, what?
Huh? Wait.
He wrote back and he goes, just so you know, I'm seeing someone. I go, great. Okay, so can you tell me how to find a tracker on my car? I had no intention of like trying to get together with this guy on that. I'm like, no, really. Can you just tell me if there's a tracker on my car?
This wasn't a fake introductory, bro.
No.
I actually need to know.
So he says, hold on. What's the story? And I said, oh, this happened with this person and it's probably crazy and I'm probably paranoid and it makes it make me sound like a narcissist, but can you just make sure that someone didn't sneak in and put a tracker on
my
car?
Stuff.
And he says, oh, you think it's that one dude? And he remembered the story because we're that close to friends where I would be like, oh, I dated this guy. And I go, yeah, that guy. And he goes, ah. And this is what bugged me. He goes, your M.O., bad guys.
Huh.
And that really.
He said, that's your M.O.,
he
bad
goes,
guys?
Ah, your M.O., bad guys.
Huh.
That's what he said. And I thought, huh. And I got really offended. And I was like, wait, I'm talking to a bad dude who I previously dated, who cheats, who knows he's a bad guy.
Okay.
He's trying to, you know.
So I was going to say, is he talking
also,
about himself?
Himself, kinda. The guy that might have put a tracker on my car, who he knows is a bad guy. I realized he knows more about he knows a lot of the dudes I've dated. And
yeah.
I'm like, I've never thought of myself as dating bad guys.
You like bad boys.
That's kind of what he was saying. And I was like, no, but I don't. I just end up with them. But that's not what I want.
You end up attracted to them somehow.
No, that's not what I want. Like, that's not my goal. Like,
so
I'm not looking.
That's why I stuck with you. Because you're like, that's not what I'm trying to do.
It's someone on the outside looking at me. And I'm going, do I have no self-awareness? Do I have an issue? This also bothered me because at one point, I remember my therapist like a year ago saying, have you always dated men that cheat? And I went, huh? I don't date men that cheat. They cheat on me. I don't go looking for cheating men.
Right.
And it made me
felt
think.
Felt like she was like blaming
trying
you
to
a little
point
bit.
Out, like, maybe you don't pick very good men. And I'm like.
And I'm not blaming you. That sounds terrible.
But maybe we are, is where I'm going with this and why this sat on my soul. I was like, am I the problem? Am I the problem?
Hi,
like
it's me.
I know that I had no intention. I had good intentions going in with every single one of these guys, but he's not wrong. When I name some of the three dudes, I could name three really horrible guys that I've dated in the last 2 years, and we're not talking.
But how many more could you name that were good dudes that it just didn't work out with?
Thank you. This is what I needed, the positive
spin.
It's about
the perception, right? Almost like what we do for little victories.
Is that my MO?
No, I don't think so. I think you have an unfortunate string of luck.
Thank you.
I genuinely.
This would make me feel better.
But let's just talk about, you know, Nature Boy. Woo!
Oh, yeah, Nature Boy was a good guy. Thank you.
Not a bad dude.
He was a really good dude.
Really
it
good
just
dude.
Didn't go anywhere.
Didn't work out. Recently, a gentleman that took you on a surprise date, let him plan the whole thing, right?
Who's that?
I don't even remember. Like, it was like last week or maybe the week before.
Oh, the guy that I went on out with last week?
And we were like, oh, we're going to need an update on the date because you hadn't told us anywhere. He planned the whole date. You said it was really cute and romantic. And then y'all had this whole interaction on, like, hey, I want to see you again. And then he
took me to the Eleanor room in Greendale.
There you go. That guy. And then he sent me a text saying,
you know, I've been thinking and I just didn't feel romantic, but you're a good person. And he was really nice.
Positive experience.
You're right, actually. He was positive.
I would say, no, that's not your MO.
But the ones I end up with end up always being...
Do you think you maybe thrive in a little chaos?
Maybe, but I don't want that either. I want something healthy.
Because obviously, you know, bad boys normally bring chaotic lifestyles.
I don't want that toxic energy.
Right.
I want the opposite of that. I want a healthy relationship with someone who challenges me.
That part.
I want the excitement to come from the constant, you know,
stimulation, mental, emotional.
Mental and emotional stimulation, not from them cheating and hurting me. And I don't want that to be the reason.
And the roller coaster of emotions that you get taken on. Right.
Think about it, though. I mean...
I'm disagreeing with everything I'm saying, good. But I'm trying to find a way as to, like, why he...
I couldn't believe he said that. It really bugged me. I'm like, he's like, your MO, bad guys. All right, well...
I mean, a lot of people like bad boys,
bro. I don't want that to... Nah, there's something wrong with it. There is something wrong with it.
It's dependent on... Are you just dating somebody because you're casually seeing people, you're having fun in your life, or are you looking to establish something a little more solid? Mm. Not necessarily a marriage, but if you're looking for a good dude, then yeah, some people, you could date the bad boy. Don't let this be a bad session on nobody.
Okay.
If you like bad boys, and you just need to know the life that you're leading into with these bad boys.
Wait a minute. I got to read some of these texts. You can always text in 414-533-1037. I think you enjoy ripping guys on the air. Alice and Zion, not the case. I loved it when I was having a good relationship with the last one. I was loving the month of January.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the month of August with Nature Boy until it went sour. I actually enjoyed, it was so nice to find someone I liked
that was healthy. I would disagree to that because I think when we end up kind of like not speaking on relationships as much is because we're being more protective of them, right?
That's true. The good ones I don't share as much.
And the world thrives. The world thrives on some juicy story, bruh.
Somebody said hot guys are always bleeps. Some of these guys weren't even hot, okay? Please. Just because I didn't say they were hot. I just said they treated me badly. Okay, you ready to give away a Benson Boone? Let's do the keyword.
I mean, I'm ready for that, but I'm also ready to hear about the next thing. What?
So the next thing was somebody I've been thinking about reaching out to, but I'm nervous, and I don't know if I want to.
You think about reaching out to somebody from the past?
Yeah, and I don't know how it would go.
Okay. First things first, it's really been weighing on my soul.
I got these two things weighing on my soul this week.
But it's the last day to win Benson Boone tickets.
Yeah, so let's do this, and then I'll tell you about that after that, okay?
Copy.
All right, let's go.
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Oh my gosh, Kelly in Sussex just texted me. People are going to be so disappointed with dumpster fire. I saw how excited they were on your Facebook. They thought I was on a date with a guy last night, and I was not. I was with my friend.
They're going to be equally as excited that it was a girl's day.
The prime rib dinner was good, though. So I was just sharing how I had this conversation with some guy I used to mess with. I don't even say dated because he's such a clown. And he said, my MO is bad guys. And that really bugged me.
Weird.
I didn't like that because I don't have that perception of myself as picking bad guys. However, I think I just date guys and they end up, things go south. But like you said,
some toxic traits.
Like you said, I've had some really good experiences, you know, that just hasn't been the connection.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, whenever you talk about your dates with nice guys, comma, you always say that it's boring or there's no chemistry. So there still could be something to this bad guy theory, period. I'm not saying I don't need excitement,
right.
But I can find that in people. I mean, I can find that with somebody who likes to be active and travel and go do stuff. As long as we have things to look forward to, as long as you're stimulating me mentally,
right.
Then I'm entertained.
Do you think sometimes toxicity stimulates you mentally? Because it gives you a challenge to figure out. But it's not a challenge you want to figure out, but it gives you something to try to like work through, right? Good or bad, it gives you something to work through. It challenges you. It's like the Rubik's Cube of like, figure this dude out and then next, man.
Danielle in Mayville said Allie wouldn't have to light these dudes up if the dogs weren't running the streets.
Oh. I mean, I hear it, right? Nah.
There are good guys, though. And then obviously, somebody texted in and said, for real, though, although one could understand the observation because of a few jerks, it's absolutely not your MO. Poor choices on their part is not on you. Shine bright, girlfriend. Love, Bella.
And listen to this, too. It's the fact that it's somebody arguably from your past, not somebody you have any like established relationship with, but they're just probably digging, right? Maybe talking a little trash.
Maybe.
Getting under your skin because they know they can.
Maybe.
A little slight, if you will. Well, you're throwing slight shade.
I had to ask you if you thought bad guys were my MO.
You good, family. Nah. Mm-hmm. I don't think bad guys are your MO.
It's not what I'm looking for. I'm genuinely looking for a good guy, but I'm not going to settle with some guy that's boring.
Right. Just because, right. No, I hear exactly everything what you're saying. I agree, but now I think there's more important things because you done said something that stood out. You talking about reaching out to somebody from your past?
And I don't know if I should. I was telling my therapist yesterday, I go, am I just bored?
An old honey dip?
Correct.
Old little honey dip.
You know who it is.
No, I don't.
Come on. You know who I tried to hit up and he blew me off and I got turned on by him standing up for himself. Come on.
Really? No, you not. Breath spill.
Am I just bored?
No.
What if he rejects me?
Whoa.
Okay, remember the last guy I dated in January? What if he's already dating somebody else?
He could be. But what's going on? No. Elaborate. Okay, I know we're running out of time, but dog, you can't just drop that, dog. Say that.
So you know I was like, when I ended things with BBL Boo,
the guy
that was a good guy in the month of January, I just ended it because of so many things that were not, I was not vibing with the situation with his ex-wife.
This dude was making me feel really genuinely like inspired by how you felt inspired. I thought he was stimulating you mentally.
He was.
Emotionally.
He was.
Right? And you guys were having great conversations. Mm-hmm. You sat there and talked on this man with this man on the phone for hours.
Yeah. Hours. There was a real emotional connection.
Good dude.
Thank you very
great
much.
Great father.
And I decided I wanted to end it because I'm in fight or flight a lot of times with these relationships, and the red flag was his ex.
But hear this though. Mm. Listen to what completely disbands the concept of you like toxicity. You removed yourself from the toxicity in that situation and went, I will not. So anybody that
thank
is saying
you.
You're thriving in that,
DZ, thank you for seeing my hard work I've put in, and that's the growth, and that me trying to distance myself was getting away from the drama.
And I want you to realize that too, bro. Like,
for real. Well, then maybe I'm crazy if I reach back out.
No.
Because you know I hit him up when I was out, when Allie was unhinged. We talked about this on the show. I was unhinged one night.
You were on one that day.
I was on one, and I texted him, and I called him, and he was like, leave me alone. Like,
he
didn't say leave me alone, but he said, how dare you kind of reach out to me after you told me
to lose my number. And I said, well, you said lose my number.
I
didn't say I was going to lose yours.
Yes, this is the guy I drunk texted everybody. Whoever texted that in. Yes, so remember as I was texting him and he was blowing me off and I was getting more turned on, I was like, look at him standing up for himself. And he was like, you didn't even give me a chance to explain. I never was getting back together with my ex. I just told you I was stressed.
I was just communicating what I had going on repeatedly.
So then I thought, well, maybe I'm just bored. And that's why I want to reach out to this guy, right? I'm just trying to like fill a void kind of thing. But then I went, did I jump the gun? Did I?
I could hear why you'd say, oh, maybe I'm just bored. But I would hear that more if you were just looking to find random dudes to like kick it with.
Which I don't really need.
Grab drinks.
Boring,
whatever. No, you're reaching out to somebody that you actually felt inspired by. Something unfortunately happened that you were uninspired by, so you dipped. And then,
but I always dip immediately. I always, which I love and hate about myself. I love it because I cut the cord as soon as it becomes toxic. I'm like, no, I'm not going to play these games. Yeah. But I also cut the cord without working through problems because that's my safe way of putting up my wall. So I just cut you off and I go, I don't have to deal with this anymore. Bye.
It comes from a real place of having dealt with a lot already that you're going, no, I'm in now self-preservation mode. Red flag. That's not something I'm dealing with. Peace.
Somebody said it's the Mercury retrograde. It makes you think about past relationships. Don't do it. The planets are messing with you. Do not hit him up again.
Nope, I'm out. We're talking about moon phases and retrogrades. Allie, nope, I'm out.
Should I call him or not?
I'm out.
Okay, bye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I love reading all of these texts from Dumpster Fire Dating. Thank you. They're hysterical.
People are funny.
People are funny.
Our people.
Absolutely.
Our
they
people.
Said they love it, DZ, how everyone should have a DZ hype person in their life. That's Jill in Port Washington.
I'm available for bar mitzvahs and quinceañeras. What's up? Hit me up. I'll come hype your events up in a town near you.
Dude, Shay texted in and said, "You go, girl. I don't have the energy to date, so I'll live through you." Well, yeah, I'm losing the energy. I'm going back into a funk until summer. Let me tell you what.
Listen, hey, once that weather really breaks, though, you outside.
Honestly. Then I'm out. You're right. Summer brings out the best in me.
We outside.
All day, every day. Okay, so DZ, I don't know if you saw the news. I was so sad about the local business that closed.
Oh, man.
This was sad.
I'm not going to try to bring it even more down. A few have closed, but what are you talking about?
A few. I'm talking about This Is It in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Which, this, when I saw that it was abruptly closing, I was sad because here's how I feel about This Is It. I remember it is Wisconsin's oldest gay bar, okay?
Mm-hmm. 50 plus
and
years.
It was hidden right in the middle of town by Cathedral Square.
Had to be.
When I was in my 20s, it was a door. And if you didn't know where the secret door was, you didn't know you went there.
It was a club.
But if you opened the secret door that looks like nothing on the street, you'd open it and it'd be like,
magic inside.
And me and my friends used to love to go there. We would finish the night there. Once in a while, we would start there. But This Is It. We'd end up at Taylor's and Elsa's and all these places on Milwaukee Street and at Cathedral Square. And we would always round out at This Is It. It was just a fun place.
You made the loop. You literally would make the loop.
It was a fun place. And so when I finally went back to This Is It a few years ago, I was so proud that they now have a huge sign outside.
Right.
They have a pride flag.
I see what you did there. You were proud of their pride.
I was proud that they didn't have to hide. There was a secret door for a reason because they were trying to hide the gay bar. And so the fact that we could now be like, hey, here's the door. Pull if you want to come in,
this is
everyone's
it.
Welcome.
Here's your sign.
I told Owen and Hudson that story. And I go, do you know that when mom used to come here, there was no sign? It was hidden. It was a place for people to privately go into a gay bar. And we don't have to do that anymore. You can just say, this is a gay bar. Come on in.
Yeah.
Said, I'm proud of the progress, even though we still have a long way to go.
Yeah.
And Owen and Hudson loved that story.
That
so
part.
I was like, there would never have been a sign there 15 years ago. This is so great for us.
And that's a short amount of time. A lot of progress in a short amount of time, but we got a lot more progress to go. Right? In a lot of avenues.
So when I saw it closed, it kind of tugged at my heartstrings because of those memories and then how I was so proud that they had a sign now after all these years, and now it's abruptly closing. So I was bummed out about This Is It closing.
I hear you. It is something sad. I mean, something so monumentous in the community,
to the
city, something so legendary, necessary,
iconic.
I mean, coming from arguably a very hush, low key, speakeasy type spot that you didn't want to be ostracized for.
The best if you didn't know about it with the secret door.
Yeah. And now, unfortunately,
it's done.
You know, the secret's out and the secret's over, man.
We don't have to talk about why it closed because I don't really know all the details, and it sounded like people didn't have many. But it led me to think about the places in Milwaukee or Wisconsin that have closed that you're really sad about. You know the other place I miss?
What?
Eduardo's Pizza.
I've never been, bro.
Oh, Chicago style. I know we have, you know, the Lou Malnati's, and I get down with that. But Eduardo's used to go there on Van Buren all the time. And there was one right on by the zoo.
Yeah.
On Blue Mountain Highway 100 as well. See? These are my spots when I used to love deep dish pizza before I ate when I still ate it.
Reminiscing.
So I miss Eduardo's, and I miss, now I'm going to miss This Is It. What? You got any local spots that are gone that you just miss that you used to go to?
Yeah, I think one that really kind of just like stands out in my brain and hits close to home. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all even are going to remember this spot because it's been maybe a couple different things at this rate. Y'all remember Ugly's downtown?
Yeah, it's now Uncle Buck's, right? I was just there for the JT show.
You've been there recently. I have not. They've remodeled. Right? I'm from the old school days before they had that little garage door in the front, before they got the covered patio up top on the third floor. I'm from the days when your feet used to really, really stick to the dance floor on the second floor. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the days.
Your feet would stick to the floor.
Where you'd slide up out of there real quick when you could and go hit Ian's immediately before the line got heavy. Yeah, I miss Uglies, man. Yeah. Me and my wife, that was our favorite
spot.
When we went out with friends, it was like, where are we going, guys? Uglies.
I want you guys to text in or call 414-533-1037. So Uglies is the spot that you miss that you used to hit up all the time.
If I'm throwing one into the ring, yeah, I'm saying Uglies. And not hating on what's there now. It's evolved. It's beautiful. But it's like at our heartstrings, we don't have memories inside of Uncle Buck's. We can make some for sure.
Right. But your memories were inside of Uglies.
This is pre-kids days too. So we're like, whoa, do you remember back then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are people texting in? in. They miss Ed DeBevics. Is that a diner? And where was it?
DeBevics. Never heard.
Natalie in Menominee Falls. You got to tell us where. I guess I'm behind on this one.
Maybe people going to be putting us on game to things that we didn't even know were gone.
Honestly. Oh, it looks like it was close to the Pfister. Okay. Dang, now I'm looking. Permanently closed.
I forgot about Mazzo's Burgers.
Where was that?
On 27th over by the Walmart by St. Luke's. It's basically between Walmart and St. Luke's. That's closed permanently, too.
Oh, Mel's Diner downtown. The only waitresses would wear skates and dance on the countertops. That's Becca in East Troy. Girl, what?
What year is that from?
Huh?
That sounds... Can we bring that back, though? That's dope.
What?
And are they hiring?
Oh, man. Somebody said Boy Blue Ice Cream on 20th and College. I loved going in with my family when I was a kid.
All the reminiscences.
All the things that closed that you're sad about. That's what we're actually talking about. Because I said I was so sad this is it closed in Milwaukee. And I, you know, it had gone many, many years here and there. And then you said Uglies. And now people are texting in theirs. You can text in 414-533-1037. That's the number to text or call. And I want to hear what you guys are going to say next.
Let's reminisce, y'all.
Aww,
Friday
yes.
Friday feels aww.
I'm loving all of the texts coming in. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We're talking about all of the places you miss in Milwaukee. And I started with This Is It's closing or did close. No. You talked about Uglies changing to a different bar and just all of the memories we have in this city. I said Eduardo's. I used to go get their, you know, Chicago style pizza.
Somebody said Ed DeBevics. What is that, bro? I still have never
been.
We're
still getting those. That must be some diner. Somebody said I miss Mykonos. Yes! And Kush Nightclub. Yes!
Okay,
they're as old as me.
Okay. Chill out.
I get down with the Greek restaurants. Yes!
Hey, well,
was it Mykonos? Was right next to, it was in the same area as Eduardo's. I remember.
Oh.
It's on Van Buren if I'm thinking of the right place. I mean, I still have Oakland Euros and I'm fine. And, you know, I got all these places I can get them, but a lot to miss.
There is a lot to miss, but that's why we're going to reminisce.
Mm-hmm. Whoever said Decibel, these nightclubs they're bringing back. Derek from Hartford said, I miss Buckheads. Something about sitting outside by the Milwaukee River on a Friday night in the middle of July. Now it's RWB. But when I was in my 20s, it was Buckheads. No,
and for a while, mm-hmm. you know how it was like split bar, that whatever in the back. And yeah.
Jenna in Grafton said, Rosie's on Water Street.
Rosie's.
Yes. Dang, if you could even get in the door.
Listen,
you figured out a way to squeeze in.
You had to know somebody.
And then you had to squeeze up to the bar and wait 10 minutes for a drink, and it was glorious.
Wow.
So it was always so packed.
Y'all are unlocking a lot right now, huh?
Yeah, you are.
Look at y'all.
Yeah, you
memory
are. Okay,
lane.
Let's go to, you know what? Let's start with Lisa in Milwaukee. Why not on three? Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What place do you miss?
I miss Shoney's down by the airport.
Oh, Shoney's. That was a chain.
Never been.
When we were kids, the breakfast buffet.
No,
I bet if
the
we went.
Yes.
You know what? I bet if we went as adults, like if they reopened it with the exact same buffet, we'd be like, what is this? Because as kids.
This is what we love?
As kids, it was like Disneyland, let me tell you. Oh.
I mean, a breakfast buffet. I don't even think I've ever had a breakfast buffet.
What?
Buffets are always lunch
what?
Or dinner.
Oh, you'd be. I'd get down with the breakfast buffet.
I know I'm offending a lot of people right now, but that sounds like a. Very inspirational endeavor I want to try.
So good. The Shoney's breakfast buffet.
It was so good.
Did the whole chain close or just the one in there?
I don't know. I think most of them closed.
I think they're all gone now.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Lisa.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Shoney's pool.
Yep. Southside Sean said, have a nice day, cafe. And Bar Milwaukee.
Jeez.
Who texted in Wong's Walk? Wong's Walk closed? I used to go there when I ate carbs all the time. I go through the drive-thru on 27th Street.
Did Wong's Walk close?
No, we see it at Summerfest. Come
on. I was going to say, hold on, bro.
Chill
out. It might have moved.
Thank you.
It might have moved, but I don't think Wong's Walk is closed.
Let me see. I was like, I swear they still have one on the Summerfest grounds.
I swear I be seeing a lot of stuff. Hold on now.
Somebody said it closed its last location in February of 2024.
Oh my God, no.
See what happens when I stop eating carbs?
Well, and then we don't all of a sudden don't know, bro. We go 2 weeks.
Unbelievable.
Dang.
Lori the OG's on the phone. Let's see what place she misses in Milwaukee. She got her own theme song. And she's the OG at Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer. She's going to pull something good.
Hence the Wild Wild West.
Good morning, Wepa, Wepa.
Wepa.
Good morning, Wepa.
We're having some great texts coming in at 414-533-1037. What's yours, Lori?
Well, I know I'm, you know, at Timmerman right now, but Southside's my old stomping grounds, and that's where I grew up and cut my teeth, and I miss Planet Markey.
What went down at Planet Markey,
OG? Tell us everything.
Planet Markey is a dance club bar off of Howell Avenue, and they used to have two dudes that would come in there on Friday and Saturday night, and they would literally turn tables and spin records, and we would dance our brains out.
Going crazy. I just know OG Lori love her some dance or some house music. Mm-hmm. I just know
oh,
it.
Lori, oh, Lori, I've seen Lori. Lori came out when I was at 90s or Y2K,
yep,
which is the old Have a Nice Day Cafe.
Yep.
She came out, and Lori is a partier.
Yep.
Oh, Lori gets down. She's one of those people you want to be friends with your whole life.
She's
they stay
down.
Fun.
She's with the get down,
yep,
for sure.
Yep.
I have the claim to fame of being the only white girl on drill team in junior high.
Same, girl. Same.
That's where she got the nickname OG from.
Yeah, I miss all my old clubs, man. The Attic West, the Red Corvette, all the stomping grounds,
wow,
even Victor's downtown.
Mm. I mean, how Victor's recently.
Victor's,
yeah,
people are bringing that one up and talking about it.
I was waiting for somebody, oh, yeah, to bring it up, man.
Bring up Victor's,
RC's,
absolutely.
RC's got demolished.
More commonly referred to, oh, the meat market.
Yes, or Victor's.
Bye, Lori.
Bye.
Ah, have a good day. Love you.
Love you too.
Back.
People are bringing up Rock Bottom
Rock
on
Bottom.
The river. That was there forever.
Rock Bottom Brewery, yeah.
They said, I miss Tangerine Nightclub. Aww.
Black Rose over there off Oakland. Man, across from Axel's. Axel's is still open somehow.
Cleo in West Dallas said Spicy Tuna. Amazing restaurant just south of Miller Park that closed last December. I'm so sad. And wasn't there one downtown too
there
on the
was,
river?
I thought so. I thought so.
All these texts coming in. Paul in Sussex said Lucille's Rockin' Pianos, the piano bar.
Oh, dude.
I forgot that was gone. I thought that was still there.
Didn't Angelo's Piano Bar close recently too? Or
did
is getting
it?
Like rebranded? Yeah, right next to Mango's.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure, G. I'm pretty sure.
We lost a lot of good places. Let's go to Kathleen in Hartford, last but not least. Mike's wife.
Babes, babe.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Morning, fam.
We're getting in our feels right now about all the things we miss that have closed in Milwaukee. What do you got?
Okay, well, it's not Milwaukee.
It's
I mean,
okay.
I was going to say Rock Bottom, too, but I'm going to remember I'm pregnant right now, and I really miss Fuddruckers in Brookfield. My friend Jesse and I will fade in the dang cheese sauce. We will miss it so bad.
She said, lather me up, baby.
Yes, absolutely.
They got the best fries with their cheese sauce, and it was amazing.
I love
miss
the burgers.
Every day I crave it.
I that's so funny. I went to Qdoba over there, and I, the other day, thought of Fuddruckers, and I went, man, I miss Fuddruckers. I thought of that, too, the other day.
What do you
in
know?
In Brookfield.
I would go there every day if I could right now. I'd probably be 9,000 pounds again. But you know what? It'd be worth it because I miss it so much.
But it was good.
And pregnant, you know you got your quirks, and you know what you want, too. So
Terry from Greenfield just brought back all the feels with La Fuente. Oh, my God. We used to sit on that patio like it was going out of style.
That's why they closed.
They were sick of us sitting on the
because
patio.
Of y'all.
Fine.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Aw, how sweet is this? My little victory is easy today because Kathy's in the studio. Kathy with a C. She swung by. You know what? You can come over to this microphone.
Come on over, Kathy.
Kathy with a C looked in the window and I went, who is that lady, DZ? There's a woman staring in the window.
And I looked over and I was like, I don't know.
I don't know. So I went out and I went, hello, hi. And she went, hi.
Yeah, crazy white lady. Hello.
Crazy cool looking white
Kathy,
lady.
You showed up and you brought DZ and I gifts. You brought me another dumpster fire, emotional support, little knitted guy. But this one has is on a stand.
This
you took it up
stand.
A notch.
Yes.
She took it up a notch, and she brought me. She brought us gifts.
She brought
gifts.
Us gifts because she brought me an emotional support taco,
a
little embroidered emotional support taco.
Kathy,
he's super cute.
Why did you just? You're the Starbucks lady. You said who calls in?
Yeah.
Kathy, why did you come by and bring us these? This was so kind. You didn't have to do this.
Just to put it in a nutshell, because you guys are like family to a lot of us, and we stand with you.
So not behind us, like you said.
Yeah.
That's the quote of the day. The listeners stand with us, not behind us. I love that about this show.
That quote gave
me chills.
That
you guys are part of the show, and I love that. Of course. Kathy, it's really thoughtful. Like, just when people show up that think about us like you, and, you know, we haven't gotten a chance to meet you until today, and this is why we do what we do, honestly.
Yeah,
100%. It makes it worth it.
We love you from afar sometimes.
We don't realize the connection we have until we really get to talk to you in person.
Seriously.
You know?
No, seriously. And then, you know, great people like you will come into our lives, and we're like, who's that at the door? We don't know. Allie goes and finds out. And now we've got a lifelong memory and somebody amazing that's continued to just prove to us why we do what we do, right?
You guys are amazing.
And it was your birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Well, in the house.
She took the day off, she said, and she decided to come by and drop these off. So thanks. I hope you enjoyed the radio station. Is it what you pictured?
Yes and no.
Everybody says that.
I did not expect Allie to actually answer the door.
That part. Yeah.
Tell Hard Pants that. Tell Hard Pants that. And I said what I said.
One more time. You didn't expect us to answer the door, did you?
Nah, did not.
This is our house.
We're regular people, just like you.
We come to our front door at work, too.
Hey, you know, we're both in comfy clothes, man.
Come at me the wrong way, because then I'll catch you outside.
Right?
This is my house.
Hey, get off my lawn, man.
Yes.
Get off my lawn.
Our people.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Kathy, for swinging by. That was a nice surprise. And thanks for listening. And
thanks for the
gifts.
You guys being you.
You could have just come and said hi, but the gifts make it even more special.
Cherry on top.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody. We will talk to you on St. Patty's Day.
Rub the shillelaghs.
Monday.